All right, we'll call the meeting to order. It's 10:02. We'll skip the Pledge of Allegiance because everyone's at home and I don't have a flag down here. We will open it up for public comments. I know there was nothing received electronically. I don't know if anybody wants to raise their hand with a public comment, but we always want to give the opportunity.
Just to point out that the link was not working, the link for the meeting.
The link in the agenda online.
Darren, I clicked on it in the document and it worked.
The one that was sent to us, the general one that was sent to the community. I thought mine was not working, but
I don't know. If so, everyone, that wasn't intentional. I'll make sure the Zoom meeting links. I'll send the Zoom meeting links separately. To make sure that they're posting the same one that we're actually using. The online agenda for this meeting does have a working link. I did test it before I got it posted. Do we have any minutes from the last meeting, Bridget? Or was that a Joel thing?
Yeah, Joel said he was handling that one and that I was starting with this meeting.
Sounds perfectly fine and acceptable. I would like to introduce Dimitri Kerakasidis and Dimitri Dandalos. They're the new board members from AHEPA that were not able to attend last meeting, but they are officially on the board. We'll introduce them more formally in the July meeting to the larger community in general. But because Georgia and Helen have completed their tenure, these guys are officially on the board, even though it's just a special meeting. Normally July is their first meeting, but since we've relieved Georgia and Helen to continue with their board-free lives, the Dimitris are stepping in. And
Welcome.
I will not call you the Dimitris going forward.
Thank you.
They replace the Georges.
Yes, we miss the Georges. So the first item is the bus purchase. We did approve the purchase of three buses from Worthington Bus Company. That was two new buses and one used bus, for a total of $413,214. We just need, because there was no audio recording of the April meeting, we need to provide the purchase and leasing company proof that we agreed. So if a few people could chime in and say, yeah, we agree.
Yes, we agree.
Yeah.
Do we need another formal motion, Kat, or are we good to just say yes, we agree?
We're good. The motion is already done in the April meeting and noted in the Joel noted in the minutes, so
Perfect. Okay.
we're officially covered. And then next item is the budget for school year 25-26, which we got shortly before the last meeting, so we wanted to take a breather to run through that. We posted a series of questions to Jeff and Elias on an open doc. I think we've got most of the answers to. There is a question regarding the new organizational chart, and the salaries for that. Obviously, we're not going to discuss salaries in the open meeting, but the org chart is newly published in the job descriptions we just got late last night. Renee, thank you very much for sending them over. I am just going to open this up for discussion if anybody has anything that they want to speak to regarding the budget for next year.
Well, I think the reorganization, the restructuring, at least I would like to see it presented somehow so we can understand it better.
Okay.
It was a whole lot of information that we got. I got it this morning. I'm in Greece. I didn't have any reference to compare it to, you know what I mean? What the impact is going to be on the school. And again, the question of, administrative raises, COLA versus new roles. which ones of these positions get the COLA and the raise versus a brand new title with a new salary, let's say. I don't think we have seen that breakdown, have we?
We have not. And that's probably something that is a combination of executive session and public session for
Right.
all of that. I mean, the bands maybe not, but the actual details. Just for everybody who hasn't had all the emails that we've gotten, this is moving from the to a different organizational chart that has vice presidents for each of the different communities. The CEO of the school, the vice president of the Greek education, US education, facilities, finance, fundraising. I'm doing this off the top of my head. But it's generally a restructuring of the administration, the top of the administration end.
I'm curious. I have a question. I'm curious as to if we benchmark other charter schools, is there a similar organization with vice presidents of each separate division? If we look at the average charter school across the country, how does that work? And we received the chart and the information so late before this budget meeting, so it's hard to know what the implications are of everything and understand everything. And I agree, an earlier presentation would have been helpful.
I know I'm newly elected president. I'm not trying to bulldoze anybody on this, but were there any specific non-org chart budget questions that weren't answered?
This is Erin. I have one question and one suggestion. So the suggestion first is perhaps if we, to your point, Ken, if we can interrogate any questions that are not related to the org chart, and to the extent we feel comfortable with the budget overall, take a vote, but note in the approval, if it is approved, that that specific line item is subject to a further presentation and approval of the board. I think, we've consistently required or had a standard that all LT hiring should be, we should know about it, be aware of it. So it would make sense that we'd get more info, but to the extent that the rest of the budget is okay, perhaps we can proceed with that vote and be very clear that any spending or reorganization is subject to further review and approval of the board. So that's just a suggestion. My question would be, and I apologize, I haven't been in the doc in the last few days, where did we end up on the deferred spending for the carpets?
Jeff and Elias, I don't think there was a solid answer to that. Is that something that we could find in the budget for next year?
I was looking on the proposed budget. I don't see anywhere where would the facilities improvements be, under what?
Hey, I'll just hop in quick for a second here. So we answered the sort of the questions related to the carpet, and that. There was a question about other spending and timing of it, that there was not any specified other facilities expenditures that could be deferred based on from a timing perspective. There was a question about the cost of the carpet, and that's something that since we're doing floorings at the moment in Building 27, we have an idea of sort of what that line item looks like, and that. Generally, the larger facilities expenditures fall under the capital expenditures because they meet the qualifications of, from an accounting perspective, qualifying for depreciating assets. So that's, I think, answering or attempting to answer most of the carpet questions.
Is that where it says capital outlay, Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a
Which
lot
is
of obviously items rolled into that
yeah.
because of the construction project that's taking place at the same time. And then sort of the interest of not having sort of a finance committee meeting to go through line by line each piece of the budget for each department, it was summarized to sort of roll that together for an overall package.
So if we were to add carpeting on that, do we just say add carpeting, or do we need to make a motion, or how do we proceed on that?
Is that a question for the board or for me?
For everybody.
Let's start with you, Jeff. What's your thought? Do we need a specific line item in the budget, or have we expressed our opinion enough that we could figure out how to put that in for a maybe a July item? Because we need, I know we need to start with an estimate.
Sure. And I think what can happen is Evan can work with our construction contractor that we're utilizing Building 27 that already got pricing on flooring from other subcontractors that he's utilizing. I think I noted it in the document for the board that my su recommendation or suggestion would be that he spend some time this summer to kind of nail down the new exact cost for that. Because as I mentioned, the previous cost was based on information gathered by the previous facilities director. And so spending some time to get more information on that. And then my ultimate recommendation would be to wait until the September 30th unit count to ensure that we've hit the enrollment targets that this budget's based on, and moving forward with it after that. But obviously, that's just an opinion.
And what you're saying would push it to next year then, right?
No, not necessarily. If the once the enrollment numbers come in, we have a better idea of sort of a revenue perspective. There could be some movement from the board along with the administration to utilize sort of the funds to do that. I mean, it would it's it, since it's not included in this budget package, it would require sort of a separate, you know, it exceeds $50,000, so it would require sort of separate action, but that's not impossible if the funding is there to do so.
But when would the actual work be done?
There's a lot of factors into that. I mean, even if you said you wanted to do it tomorrow, I'm not sure that there's contractors available to take to do that now.
Right.
And
I think
so
the frustration is this is something that's been known for years. And so the fact that we haven't done the legwork, and this isn't on you, Jeff, this is just a general statement. The fact that we haven't done the legwork to investigate and do sourcing and all of these things to make plans is a little bit, it sort of feels like it was set aside knowing that it's a problem. And now it's like, oh, well, we don't have the details. We should have the details. And again, Jeff, this isn't a Jeff comment. This is like an overall, these are things we should know. We've known this was a problem for a really long time.
yeah, and to that point, it's not like we brought it up in April or, you know, in March. So we should probably get moving on at least an estimate and find out what that works. And maybe it's something that they can do on the weekends or Thanksgiving break or some other opportunity to actually get the construction done. And again, supplies and human resources is going to be a pain. And apropos of nothing, there is also a an 11 o'clock last night addition to the state budget that would require construction to be handled by union employees and reigning, I forget what they call it, but the average wage costs, which would dramatically affect our any construction we do at a at Odyssey and any charter school. So
Yeah, we've had to utilize or from federal mandates use the prevailing wages when we did federally sourced projects like the elevator project and the front entrance project. Those were required, and
yeah.
it does impact the overall cost of the project, no doubt about
Yeah.
it.
So there's a last minute in the state budget threat to all construction that we would do going forward. So we have no idea how that'll affect. And the charter network is fighting that line item because it's ridiculous to add that last minute without it providing us any funds for capital improvement. Any other general discussion we need to have? I'm definitely leaning towards Aaron's idea of approving the budget with the org chart table till we have a presentation in July, and then time for an executive session to discuss the specific salary ideas.
I agree with Aaron's suggestion, but I would like an indication of, apart from our capital investments in the new building, what the priorities are for the remaining funds for capital investments, improvements in the school, such as the carpeting. So it would be good to align, the priorities that the school administration has with what I'm hearing today here at the board. So it sounds like carpeting should be up there in the priority list. And I'm curious as to what those priorities are apart from the new building investment. That's all.
I think we all agree on that concept. Anyone could formulate that into a motion, we can wrap this up.
I'm happy to make the motion and tell me if I'm wording it wrong. So I would move that we approve the budget as presented with the caveat that further presentation is required to the board on the line item pertaining to admin structure and salaries.
That sounds right.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, motion passes unanimously via voice vote. Thank you very much. And we'll challenge the administration to work on getting a quote for the carpeting and then providing us a list of priorities for that capital expense line items in the budget, so we kind of all know what we're working on in what order. Anything else for the good of the order? I mean, sorry, for the good of the school. All right, no executive sessions needed. I would love a motion to close the meeting.
I'll congratulate you on a very efficient meeting, Ken. A motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. There'll be no discussion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very
Aye.
much. It's 10:20. We'll call it a day. We'll see you guys all in July. Enjoy the next few weeks. Thank you very much
Thanks,
for your
guys.
attention on the
Thank
special
you.
meeting.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.